It's a new day on 94.9 WSJM. It's the best way to get your day started.
8:11 on the Moody Good Morning Show, Friday, August 25th, 2017. Decidedly un-August-like, 48 degrees this morning. And it's time to hit our destination, Sawyer Home and Garden Center at 5865 Sawyer Road, exit 12 off of I-94. They're open every day, 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. And in the house with us this morning, welcome, B. Good morning.
Good morning. I am a happy girl today.
I know you are. You love to put on your sweaters and your jackets and fleece.
That's just it. I'm so happy that if I had a tail, I'd be wagging it. I'm wearing my long pants and I'm wearing a thick, wonderful jacket. And boy, this just says to me that pumpkins are going to be coming soon and, you know, hot apple cider and apple cider donuts. So,
and gourds.
I know there's going to be hot days ahead, but boy, what a nice little treat today is for me and other people that like cool weather.
Absolutely. Well, fall is my favorite time of the year, so we're almost there.
Yay, almost. All right. So I'm going to continue this week with what we started last week, Pat, okay, which was about tips and tricks and the word that I shall not mention.
Hacks.
Yeah. Well, you can mention it. I shall not, because I hate that word. But these are, again, the ones that I personally have used that I can vouch for. There's a lot of good information on the web, and there's a lot of bad information on the web. And it's always nice when you can hear from somebody that's actually done this. Now, I've got four great ones. I hope I can get all four of them in there, so let's get started. But first, pop quiz time.
All right.
Do you know what a dibble is?
A dibble?
Dibble.
That's a little, a dip in the surface of a golf ball.
Oh, I think that's a dimple.
You're right.
Oh, okay. But, all right, I'm going to give you 50% for trying, all right?
For creativity?
Exactly. Creativity, that's it. So a dibble is an ancient tool that is absolutely in every single good gardener's trug, which is a container, okay, over in the UK and Ireland. And it's very simple. Think of a carrot made out of wood. All okay. right. So All a right. carrot can be 6, 8, or 12 inches long. Okay. It has a wider top and it tapers down into a narrow, blunt bottom. And this, like I said, is used in every single garden over in the UK. And rather than using a trowel, which is what we use in America, which many times is an overachieving tool because it's so wide, when you're transplanting new seeds or seedlings, you want a tiny little hole and a tiny little, you don't need overload on okay. this. So you take this wooden carrot and in your cultivated soil, depending upon if it's seeds or seedlings, you just use the blunt point of it to poke a little hole or a slightly deeper one, and you use it. Now, where this comes in with tips is I saw one of my customers using this, and she was out in her garden with her doggies, and she was digging in the soil with a carrot, an actual carrot, not a wooden carrot,
okay,
but a real live carrot. And I asked her, what is she doing? And she laughed, and she said, oh, this is my organic dibble. And I knew what it was.
Oh, there you go.
And she said she's always notorious for losing tools in the garden. She finds them weeks later, maybe a year later. And she said it works just the same way. And that when it's done and in good condition, she'll peel it and use it in her salad.
Okay.
And if it's not in good condition, she'll leave it outside for the groundhogs and bunnies.
All right. Well, she should just, if she wants to make sure that she still has it next time, put it back in the trug.
Well, she's always growing more carrots, so she's got a renewable resource right there. So I thought that was just genius. I mean, what a great resource to use for something that's essentially free, mm-hmm. especially if you're growing your own. Now, regarding seeds, next week I'm going to be talking about putting in fall crops because a lot of people like to grow their own lettuce and radishes, etc. But a lot of times those seeds can be so small, and especially if you have eyes older than 25 years of age, finding them or shaking them out of the packet is so frustrating. So I've used this method for decades with great success. You get those clear plastic party cups. You fill them up with warm water, and then you dump one packet of seeds per clear cup, okay, and you let it sit overnight. Now, if you want, you can put the seed packet underneath so you remember what it is, or before you fill it with warm water, you can write on there with a marker, carrots, radishes, beets, etc. Then the very next day, have a shallow pan with a half-inch edge, like a jelly roll pan or a serving tray. Line it with white paper towels so there's no dye. Take the water with the seeds, pour it over the paper towels. The paper towels will immediately suck it up, and then space your seeds out on it. Take a dry paper towel, put it over the top of it. It will immediately suck it up, and put just enough water in there so the paper towels are damp but not wet. If you have clear plastic bags, cover up these trays, but don't bind it because you don't want them to mold. You want air circulation. And then periodically, either throughout the day or the next several days, just lift up the paper towel and see when your seeds have germinated. Now, the ease of this is you're already getting a head start. You don't have to wait for them to germinate in the soil. And so you can take your tray out and your carrot dibble, and you already know where the roots are, and you can punch those little holes in there and poke them right in there, and it gives you a great head start, and it's also easier to handle and to see for people older than 25 years of age.
All right. I was thinking that maybe putting them in the water would cause them to swell a little bit so they're not quite so small.
Well, that's just it.
Okay.
They're swelling up. The technical term is called imbibe. They're imbibing the liquid, but you're also giving them a head start that rather than 7 to 10 days trying to get to this point in the soil, you're actually increasing it by 50%. Now, this is my favorite trick that I have ever seen, and this comes from my good friend Charlie Bevelheimer in St. Joe, and I was over at his place, and he opened up his garden shed, and he opened up that door, and then you heard these chorus of garden angels singing, because what he had on the inside of his garden door, he had nailed up a clear vinyl over the door, 24-pocket shoe organizer.
Oh, yeah.
And he had every single thing you can possibly use in a garden in those pockets. It was genius. He had his trowels. He had his dibble. He had his handsaws, seed packets, you know, labeling sticks, garden twine, tape measure, everything. You could see it. It was easy to see if you had an empty pocket. You knew you had left it somewhere, you know, back in the weeds doing something. And again, rather than throwing everything into a bucket and losing it and digging for it like a woman with a big, deep purse and you're always digging for those keys, you could see
exactly where it was.
It was genius. It was so brilliant that I actually had his wife take a photo and send it to me so that I could study it.
No, because you want to put it on Pinterest is what you want to do.
No. I'll let somebody else do that. I don't do the Pinterest thing.
Okay.
And then the very, very last thing, if I can squeeze it in here, is that if you have really deep ceramic containers, and this is the time to change out with kale and asters, etc., you can fill them up down halfway at the base with styrofoam pellets, then cut some screening to fit over the pellets so that the soil on top doesn't filter through, and then you can plant it so that it's not soil all the way down.
So you don't have to have a, you know, 50-pound bag of soil in order to get it.
Now, the cautionary tale, learn from Brenda. Take one of those styrofoam pellets and put it in a glass of water overnight.
Make sure it doesn't dissolve.
That it doesn't dissolve. Because I didn't know there were such things.
Yeah, there are organic ones.
I know. Yeah. And I planted my container. The next morning, there were no plants. They were because they were at the bottom of the container.
That's hilarious.
So live and learn. And I got all four of my tips in.
All right. Tips, tricks, and hacks, even though she doesn't like to use that term, for your dibble and your trug. And you, well, just imbibe all this information. Soak it up like a sponge. sponge and you'll be good to go. And that's your destination, Sawyer Home and Garden Center. Just a quick run through. They've got glazed pottery right now at 25% off. Summer apparel is off 30 to 50% off. Select nursery is now 25% off. There's going to be some gourmet food tasting this weekend and wine tasting throughout the course of the weekend. Lots and lots of fresh produce, and it's all grown local and in season, so they've got it. Locally grown apples and Michigan sweet corn and peaches and sunflowers and glads and blueberries, cantaloupe, watermelon, locally grown plums. The bubblegum plum really tastes like bubblegum. You got to try it. Locally grown tomatoes, tons of varieties. And there's cucumbers and eggplant and peppers and zucchini and peas and beets and pickles and a whole lot more. Visit the open air market every day, 7 days a week, 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. Destination Sawyer Home and Garden Center should be your next stop, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find them at 5865 Sawyer Road, exit 12 off of I-94, and they're open every day, 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. B, thank you much.
Absolutely. Me and my jacket. We'll see you next week.
All right. Have a great weekend.